I'm number 147.
The executive producer is David Freudberg. This is Humankind.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, The Case of the Three-Sided Dream, showing Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. The Case of the Three-Sided Dream tells the story of a multi-instrumentalist, Rashawn Roland Kirk, who went from a blind infant to a child prodigy to adult visionary to a political activist and finally to a paralyzed showman. Kirk was a seemingly superhuman musical force who played literally until the day he died. Again, that's The Case of the Three-Sided Dream, Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The music playing is Interstellar Dub by DJ Mad from Portland's label Zam Zam Sounds. I'm Andre Middleton, and this is Art Focus on KBOO Radio. I'll be hosting Art Focus on Tuesday mornings from 11:30 to noon on a bi-weekly basis, alternating with the incredible Joseph Galavan. Thank you for joining us. Today, I'll be interviewing Natalie Figueroa of YGB and Mia O'Connor from Deep Underground to talk about making creative spaces for communities of color and art as a verb. Can you dig it? But first up, some local art news. Last week, I stopped by the Hap Gallery, as I am wont to do, and I checked out a new installation there called Specular by local artist Damian Gilley. Tethered to a wall in otherwise empty space is a virtual reality headset. Full disclosure, I've never donned a VR headset before, so this is the first time for me. Once the headset was on and my eyes adjusted to the new environment, I was enveloped in a black room filled with geometric shapes composed of light. There were blues, greens, rubies. It was quite surreal, to say the least. Much like the holodeck on the fictional Enterprise Starship, I could walk around the virtual room and interact with the light constructs. Objects winked in and out of existence based on my perspective and orientation. It's a fascinating exhibit that is very reminiscent of Yaoi Kusama's Infinite Room. I highly recommend seeing this installation. That's at the Specular at Hap Gallery, 916 Northwest Flanders, open from 11 to 6 Tuesdays through Saturdays, now through July 9th. RAC has two opportunities for artists with deadlines coming up next month. First, July 6th is a deadline to submit your application for the RAC Fellowship Awards in Media Arts. The Regional Arts and Culture Council Fellowship Award Program recognizes artistic achievement and excellence and offers individual artists greater opportunities to advance their work. This program is intended to help individual artists of high merit sustain or enhance their creative process. RAC intends to award up to two $20,000 media art fellowships, depending on funding. So if you are a filmmaker, videographer, if you've been experimenting in the media arts as far as making either narrative or abstract or non-narrative work, please consider applying today. The second is RAC is seeking works on paper, prints, drawings, photography, paintings to purchase for the Visual Chronicle of the Portland Collection from today through July 25th. The Visual Chronicle of Portland is a collection of original works on paper that portray the artist's perception of what makes Portland, Oregon unique. The Chronicle is owned by the city, and since its inception, it has grown to over 320 works by 195 different artists. Works are displayed in publicly accessible spaces in the city of Portland and Multnomah County buildings. The collection strives to reflect a diversity of populations, artistic disciplines, and points of view. RAC administers this program. Please visit www.racc.org to learn more about both programs. Last up, Make Music Day PDX is an event for people who love music and the joy sense of community that music can foster. On June 21st, 2016, they will have 13 public parks and several other venues showing local music. Make Music PDX is a celebration of music for all genres, played by and enjoyed by people of all stripes. They'll present music from alternative to bluegrass, classical to zydeco, hip-hop to country. Did I mention that it is free and all ages? You know how I like all ages stuff. I'm going to be heading over to Gabriel Park in Southeast Portland to check out Aviel Benyamin and a stellar lineup of hip-hop. Visit makemusicdaypdx.org to learn where there will be a concert near you. Well, once again, let me thank and express some real appreciation to my guests today, Mia O'Connor and Natalie Figueroa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
us. Great.
Honestly.
Before I get started, let me get let's give a quick hit to our audience about what is Doug and what is YGB. Mia?
Go ahead. So Deep Underground is an artist collective and series of events. Our mission statement is channeling discontent into creative outlets. So any type of discontent that we have with like things going on in the world or in Portland or in our community, we kind of use the events to share that creatively.
Great. Natalie?
Beautiful. Yeah. YGB is... what our tagline is: more than a party, it's a community. And so we are also a collective of Black and Brown artists in Portland who come together to create parties that are not only a healing space, but also a place to really let loose. So good music, but love.
Now, I have to say, I have attended both of your events numerous times. To call them parties is an understatement. There are literally... it's art as an experience, whether you've got a live paint, where you've got people doing spoken word, people dropping ciphers, mm-hmm. Whether you have community activists participating and spreading the good work and connecting. It's life-affirming. It's just an amazing experience. Amazing. So before we go even further, let me get a little bit of your background. So Natalie, I hear you're from the Chicago area.
I am. I am from Chicago, the north side. Not the area, but the city.
The city. I stand corrected.
Shy till I die. So, I'm from Chicago. I moved to Portland about 7 years ago. I've been an activist since I was 14. Mostly around sexual health, HIV education, and then growing up in Chicago, being brown, being poor, there's no way that you cannot address segregation, police brutality, violence, all those things. So from a very young age, I bared witness to all of those things and worked really hard to fight against them.
Great. So. Now, Mia, you're homegrown.
Yep.
Local.
Portland native.
Give me a little background. Give us a little background.
Well, I was born in Portland, and I started dancing when I was 3. I kind of have been doing arts and creative things my entire life. I went to an arts middle school, Da Vinci, in Portland, and I graduated from Grant, Jefferson Dancers, for 4 years. And I think like my goal as of late has been just like planting my roots here and having a space and having a community that is mine still after school programs and things.
Outstanding. So to both of you, it's interesting to have two powerful women who are in the same circles and who are turning things up. But I imagine you both have maybe different circumstances, different background experiences. Mia, tell us some of the background that led to you wanting to birth this event.
I was living in a collective like house with a bunch of artists and sharing space with one of my best friends, Medina. And we were just always constantly throwing ideas back and forth, talking about revolution and art movements and things like that. And so it was just constantly on my mind. And then I hit up one of my friends to do an open mic in the basement of our house because we were gifted such a magical space. And so I just threw an open mic and it grew from there.
Nice. Now, Natalie, did you attend events like this back in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I actually used to organize with a group called the Leftist Lounge, which they started in the Bay. They moved to Boston. They came to Chicago. And so I organized with a bunch of folks in Chicago to throw these events. So I've always been a part of collectives of people. And going out in Chicago, the house scene, the hip hop scene, the art scene, like I love Portland, but I longed for that. And so here I would meet these really beautiful, creative people, especially folks of color. And then we never had places to be together. And so finally I was sick of it. I was sick of going to like terrible parties with terrible DJs and, you know, the co-opting of my culture and my art. So I just sat with my friends and we're like, we got to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to jump around a bit. Deep Underground, YGB, and I'm going to give a shout out to my man, Bart Fitzgerald, who runs Legendary Mondays over at Swift. Remind me of the party slash art scene of the late 70s to mid 80s. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. So, you know, I got to hear about these crazy stories of things happening at the Factory or things happening at Danceteria all over the city. Pushing boundaries and reconnecting with creatives and like-minded people in the regular was the foundation for the explosion of creativity that came out of that scene. Can you speak on how a similar scene for predominantly people of color is thriving in such a city like Portland? I mean, it seems like a paradox, but it is thriving. Why do you think that's the case?
Absolutely.
Well, for me, I think it's because a lot of us locals feel this sense of gentrification as like an urgent need to come together. It's a sense of urgency, and people are moving here to be a part of the art scene that they think that we have, which we do. So I think us coming together is just like, it's the flow of like why.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say as the transplant, not a gentrifier, as the transplant, seeing the strength in the community here, right? All these, so for me, I'm 33. I had a difficult time making friends when I first moved here because everybody was like really young and like going out and I wasn't really with that. And then one day I woke up and I was just surrounded by all these amazing like 19 to 25 year olds who are all from here, who either just moved back from school or are coming back in from the numbers because their houses were taken away from their families and now they're reclaiming space, you know. So I had this beautiful combination of folks, grown folks who I know, who are coming here from New York, Chicago, LA, who wanted to do something, and then access to this beautiful community of young artists. And so for me, I was like, we have to make sure that we can bridge this and we can see how we all have shared experience. Mm-hmm. So I dealt with gentrification. I dealt with being pushed out. I dealt with people owning my art in Chicago. It's the same.
Right.
Those communities, we deal with the same thing. It just happens on different levels and it looks a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So in Portland, my goal with all of this and where I feel like I can add the most support to this is bridging some of those gaps between those communities, because they're here and they're doing it.
And just that reminds me, I mean, when you mentioned your age, and I'm in my late 40s and you're in your mid 20s.
22.
It's incredible to think about the intergenerational impact and aspect of this.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is an amazing cross-generational flow of information, flow of experience, where we're not siloing my experience. You know, I mean, I had a bunch of people over to my house a little while ago, and I sat back, I was like, wow, I feel blessed that I can share my resources, just as if it's knowledge and information. And unfortunately, for many people in the past, there has been almost a gatekeeper aspect to the power that people have attained. And I'm thrilled to see that I don't feel that now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that work, because that's a lot of you, too, making sure that we're feel connected. Yeah, every time I'm like, Andre's here, what's up? Yeah. but that's real. There's a duty that is held by the folks who've been doing the work for a long time and the people who do have access to that information to share it. And there's a duty on our behalf as the younger people to create spaces so that we can have places to use those resources, you know. So there's a job that's being done by both of us, and I agree with you. What I love about Portland and why it feels so magical to be here right now is because everyone that I talk to is like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with gatekeeping. I'm done with blacking people out. I'm done with throwing shade and I'm done with hating. Like, we are in this together. I'm going to support you. I'm going to love you. And as long as you're real with me, I'm going to keep loving you.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
To hear like young hip hop artists, to hear young men say like, thank you for creating this loving space and, you know, I'm down for you, whatever you need. Like, that's massive.
People come into the spaces and they really feel it, and it's good to see that people are acknowledging it.
Now, can you give me a little background of the journey that Deep Underground has taken since its inception? I mean, where did it start and where is it going?
It started in the basement and it's going, like, we want to go global, worldwide, just connect. And it's great that Natalie has Chicago, like, we're able to connect that way, and then just, we want to continue to grow.
Okay. Well, I was leaning into a plug for Dejecta right there.
Dejecta.
And the reason why I said that, because that was the first one that I went to. Mm-hmm. And I was struck at the wide range of shades in that room. And the wide range of economic attainment in that room. I saw old, I saw young, I saw rich, I saw poor, I saw black, I saw white, I saw Latina, I saw LGBTQ. And what struck me was that, you know, 20 years ago, there are people in that room that wouldn't have crossed Lombard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There are people in that room that wouldn't have crossed I-5. You know, and it was, I think it was a testament to the power of art and creativity to really not just bridge gaps, but heal, really heal. And that's something that what you just mentioned made me think about that, is where people are said, you know, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done, you know, protecting my tribe. We're only going to keep moving forward in the face of gentrification, in the face of economic inequity, in the face of sexual inequity and gender inequity, if we really come together. And that's something I think is at the heart of both of what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me more. We've got plenty of time, but I want you guys both to tell me what's coming up next. I mean, you're on the radio. This is your platform. Oh, this is your stage. Natalie, what's happening next for you?
So our biggest thing coming up is our 1 year anniversary, which we are so excited about that it's been a year. So we're going to be at Holocene July 22nd. We're going to have Lamar Leroy, who is the most amazing DJ, and Akayla is going to sing, and House of Aquarius will be there, and Donovan, who is, if you've never heard him sing, your mind will be blown. We're also going to be doing like a really beautiful reception for the folks who've been supporting us since the beginning. But that's like, you know, specially invited. So everyone just got specially invited on the internet. And then the next thing after that is actually the collab with Doug for Pika for TBA. We are so excited. It is going to be absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
And the space is incredible. It's raw. It's beautiful. We are going to take it over, and it's going to probably be the best night of the TBA after.
Yeah, definitely.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm just going to put that out there.
That's right. Mia, how about you? What's on your plate?
So we have our summer session for open mic. Is going to be an open mic mixer, and we're going to do that at Service on this Thursday, and July.
That's like the day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is right.
It is. It's so right. And then we got one more on July 14th, August 18th. Disjecta, our third quarterly event there. Is going to be July 16th. That is going to be amazing. I have a performance at Poetry Press Week on Friday with Donovan, and he will be singing. He is phenomenal.
Outstanding. Yeah. Folks, even though all the information isn't up on our website just yet, it'll be updated by this afternoon, so you can hit the links and figure and just hear all that. In fact, next time, write it down. Just have a pen. You know, when you listen to our focus, you're going to be getting the news. Make sure you write that down. So who as individuals or organizations have been invaluable in helping this movement grow for you, Mia?
A friend of mine, John Erland, he introduced me to some of the folks from the Paul Allen Foundation, Modu Dang, who introduced me to the people at Disjecta.
I know Modu. He's a good man.
Yes. Such good people. I have so many angels on my shoulders. Also the Doug team, Medina, Mulu, Vincent, Betty, Janessa, Xavier.
Next time, we have to fit them all in this little room next time. Next time, we have to bring them all down, Natalie, how about you? I mean, I can only imagine the heavy lifting that you've been doing. Who's been part of that?
You know, it's really interesting because I think maybe because I wasn't from here, I don't have that kind of support, like in terms of connections to organizations, right? I do now. You actually have been incredible. I'm going to give you one more shout out because you have been instrumental in making sure that, like, I know what's going on in terms of, like, these other grants and all of that stuff. So in really fueling that fire of knowing that we can go bigger. But honestly, it's been just the YGB team and then everyone who keeps showing up. Like, so Lamar LeRoy is amazing. Why can't I think of everybody's name? Renee Lopez, Miss Lopez Media. Honestly, Renee, she from the get was just like, what do you guys need? Do you need a booth? Do you need this? Do you need that? I got you. And she told everyone to come through and they gave us the benefit of the doubt that it was going to be a good party based on her rep. So I have to give like all praises due to Renee. And she connected me to the Doug folks and like and from that point on, it's just been us working hard to really make sure that the community keeps loving us.
Great.
And coming back.
Great. Yeah, I've got to give a big shout out to Renee Lopez as well. A couple of weeks ago, with the coalition I'm working with called Friends of Noise, had an event up in St. John's. And she came down. Not only did she take pictures, but she mentored some young female photographers just to give them the down low on how to do concert photography.
Yeah.
How to take pictures that are vibrant, that are alive, that really express the energy that's happening. And I mean, she's a time traveler as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. She just, you know, she's amazing. And you know, if you need a photographer, she's an amazing resource. She's got so much skill, so many connects. You can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong. Well, we got about 10 minutes left. So in addition to these specific events, what other art do you do? Where can people see your work? I know that you dance. I've seen you in music videos. I've seen pictures of you dancing on the shore, dancing in public spaces. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that side of your career.
Well, I've just had dance and movement my entire life to express. I think that's my best way of getting my feelings out, as opposed to talking sometimes. Yeah, it's just how I talk and how I feel, so it's my best way of expressing. I draw. I am really interested in like expressing through music, just because I'm around so many musicians. I'm just continuing to grow as an artist.
Now, did you do a collaboration with Shayla Lawson recently? What was that all about?
That's what's happening on Friday.
Gotcha.
She is having some of her poetry read, and I'm going to be dancing to their singing and music, and it's going to be really cool.
Outstanding. Where's that going to be at?
It's at Disjecta.
That's at Disjecta.
For Poetry Press Week.
Gotcha. And Natalie, how about you? How do you express yourself outside of bringing people together and just basking in the amount of love that they produce?
I mean, I'm not really that is my art. So
for sure.
Loving the people and making sure they have a place to be
for sure
is absolutely my art.
I have to admit, when I was putting together the show page for this, I scanned through a lot of the photographs that Renee and I'm sure Donovan Smith has been putting together for the YGB page on Facebook, where people can find you both, right?
Absolutely.
YGB Portland on Facebook and Deep Underground, which is Doug on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And there's a book in there. I mean, this the amount of love cross-generational, the amount of brown, the amount of fashion, the amount of just people being woke and alive.
Yes.
There's a book in there.
That takes a lot of work. I'm going to be honest with you, especially in Portland. I was telling someone, in Chicago, I would never have to throw YGB, right? YGB is Young, Gifted, and Brown. It's named after Nina Simone's Young, Gifted, and Black. Like, you know, we in Chicago, as jacked up and segregated as it is, there's space. But here, we had to do a lot of work to make sure that we reached people, right? So like curating those events and really making sure that those people felt safe and loved and listened to, and adjusting the event so that we could make sure that it stayed for them. That to me is my art.
I heard that.
Listening to people and then turning it into action.
Wow. Great, great, great. Well, we are going to be wrapping up here in a second. Once again, if you haven't heard about Deep Underground and YGB, now you have. They are amazing events. If you're down, if you're woke, if you've been walking a path alone and you've been looking for people to, that really, we're all walking our paths. And these are two events that bring people together that not only provide fellowship, but provide a sense of safety and space. You know, before I go, I want to give a big shout out to friends and family in Orlando. That was messed up. And it's events like these that provide the energy to counter that kind of hatred, that kind of violence. And just, you know, that's all I can say to that. And I didn't want to let this broadcast go without giving a shout out and send some love out to those in Orlando. I can't thank you both enough for joining me today. I really can't. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. I feel blessed to count myself amongst your community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So to recap our art news, Specular at Hat Gallery, 916 Northwest Flanders, open 11 from 6, Tuesdays through Saturdays, now through July 9th. I believe there's going to be an artist talk on July 5th. Check that out as well. July 6th is the deadline to submit your application for the RAC Fellowship Award in Media Arts. July 25th is the deadline to submit your work for consideration for the Visual Chronicle of Portland. So all my 2D visual artists, if you paint on paper, take pictures. Renee Lopez, we're talking to you. Pictures. Please go visit the RAC website and check out the call for artists in that. June 21st will be Make Music Day PDX for people who love music and the joy sense of community that it can foster. It's at parks all over town. Wallace Park, Gabriel Park, all over town. So, hey, you can find photos, links, as well as all the guest info on our show page. That's at KBOO.FM/ArtFocus. Please follow the link to our Facebook page and like KBOO Art Focus on Facebook. If you missed any part of today's show, there will be a podcast of the show online later this afternoon. As I said before, it's my goal to meet and introduce the listeners of KBOO to a broad spectrum of regional artists. If you're a visual artist in any medium, I'd love to have you or your organization on your show. Don't make me call you, call me. When I learn about residencies, grant deadlines, call for artists, you'll hear about it on this show as well as find it on our Facebook page. We're going out to the music of Danny Skrilla from Portland's own Zam Zam Sounds. Thanks again for joining us on Art Focus, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
have used furniture, household goods, clothing, etc., that are good enough for resale, make an appointment with Rerun Consignment Retail on Northeast 7th and Fremont and raise funds for KBOO. Make sure to tell them your stuff is for KBOO Community Radio. After they sell it, KBOO will receive a check to help run our community radio station. For more information, go to kboo.fm/rerunresale or call 503-517-3786 to arrange for a consignment appointment. Also, call to see if they can accept your larger items. Thank you for supporting KBOO with your used goods.